I just want to say thanks again to GrowthDay.com for sponsoring this podcast. GrowthDay is a number one self-improvement system. It has all the tools, motivational classes, and life coaching you need to fulfill your potential. If you love journaling, tracking your habits, setting goals, and learning from inspiring motivational speakers and wellness coaches, then you'll love GrowthDay. I teach on GrowthDay every month, and I love to see you on the app. Go to GrowthDay.com for a free trial. Join 300,000 people making self-improvement a way of life. Visit GrowthDay.com to start your new life with a free trial today.
Hey, I'm in the middle of this workout on this 20 incline, so I might be breathing a little hard. You might hear the treadmill in the back as the background music today, but just know I'm not just talking and I'm living it. Just know I'm with you. I'm climbing this mountain with you. And this is the year where we push each other. This is the year where we get the most out of our lives. I'm telling you right now, 2024, the Trent Shelton Podcast, I'm bringing Athlete Trent. Because Athlete Trent been on the sidelines with his injury for a while. I'm bringing Athlete Trent back to the podcast. And so I want to ask you a question. I want you to talk back to me, baby. How you feeling? I ask, how you feeling? How you living? I ask, how you living? Just imagine your life this year. I want to say this before we get started, because we're going to talk about being fearless. We're going to talk about have no fear this year. Have no fear. We shall fear not anything coming in our path this year. And I'm going to talk about three things that I want you to be fearless towards. But I want to ask you a question real quick. My question to you is this. My question to you is, how would your life change this year if you live with no ceilings? What I mean by that, no caps on your life. There's some ceilings you got around your life that is limitations, that is limiting your greatness, that is limiting your life. And I don't know what those ceilings are. It might be self-imposed ceilings. It might be other people's opinions put on you ceilings. It might be circumstantial ceilings. I don't know. But it's time for you to blow the roof off your life. It's time for you to blow the roof off your dreams. And it's time for you to go live this life with no ceilings. And how you gonna live this life with no ceilings is, listen, you gotta be fearless. And I wanna say this quote: being fearless is not having fears, it's deciding to jump anyway. Being fearless is not having fears, it's deciding to go for it anyway. Being fearless is not having fears, it's deciding to be legendary anyway. Being fearless is not having fears, it's deciding to make the world respect your greatness anyway. You shall not fear this year. And I don't know how much that spirit of fear has been controlling your life. I'm not telling you to be overly confident. I'm not telling you to be ignorant to who you truly are in the position where you're at. We're not going to be oblivious to that, because we can't grow when we do that. But this is what I want to tell you right now. You're not going to fear man this year. You're not going to fear woman this year. You're not going to feel fear them this year. You're not going to feel fear that this year. No more. The thing that's helped my life is I developed a spirit of fearlessness. It doesn't mean I don't have fears. What it means is those fears don't control me. It means those fears don't stop me. It means those fears don't paralyze me. It means those fears don't see me in something that I know I shouldn't be in no more. I fear no one except God. And well, I met Mike Tyson once, and I ain't gonna lie, let me be real, I kind of fear Mike a little bit. But after I met him, I realized he was a human being. So how would your life change this year if you had no fear this year? How would your life change this year if you had no fear this year? And the first thing that I want you to have fears no longer towards is, number one, change. My friend, so many of us fear change. And because of that fear, we stay the same. We stay in the same pain. We stay in the same mess. We stay in the same settled life. And we stay in a place that we know our life isn't supposed to be at anymore. And the truth is, most people already turn their back on their commitments. And we're gonna talk about that in a little bit. The truth is, most people aren't keeping the promises that they made to themselves anymore. And that's all right, whatever. But for you, you're gonna walk in no fear this year. I don't want you to fear change. Change is inevitable. Change is coming. And who said change has to be a bad thing? Even when the change is good, I know that's easy to accept, but even when the change is uncomfortable, I don't want you to fear it. Even when the change doesn't make any sense, I don't want you to fear it. Even when the change seems devastating, I don't want you to fear it. I want you to walk in purpose. I want you to walk in power. And in 2024, my friend, I want you to walk in peace, because this is true. And I live by this my whole entire life. When a door closes, another one shall open. When a door closes, a better one shall open. When a door closes, a greater one shall open. So I don't fear the no. I don't fear the no longer. I don't fear the door slamming in my face. I celebrate. So what I want you to do this year, and I want you to program your mind to live this way, to think this way, to respond this way. When something doesn't go your way and is out of your control, you celebrate. You celebrate that change. When somebody walks out of your life and you want them back in your life and you know you did everything that you can, I want you to celebrate that change, because this is true. Better is waiting for you. Do you hear me? I don't think you hear me. I don't think you hear me. Better is waiting for you. There's things I've been a part of, and this has happened my whole life. And I know when things you're used to are no longer, you gotta realize this truth. I think Drake had this album, "Nothing Stays the Same," and it couldn't be any true. So you gotta embrace change. Things are always evolving. So you gotta embrace change. Things are always growing. Things are always changing, including people's perceptions of you, including the world around you. So you gotta be able to embrace the change. But you can't allow change to control how you feel about yourself. You're not a failure because that thing no longer is working out. You're not less than because they decide to go in a different direction. Celebrate, because sometimes you gotta lose what you think you need to gain something better in your life. Celebrate. Greater is coming for your life. That door has to close so you can walk into greater. That door has to close so you can walk into your next level. And you might not understand that, but I'm thankful to the NFL. I owe them a check for closing the door of my dreams, because it walked me into my purpose. I'm thankful for the NFL closing the door on my life, because it walked me into my purpose. There's some things that I've been a part of the last few years that I know I'm not gonna be a part of this year. And I don't fear it. I celebrate, because I know it's making more room in my life to do more, achieve more, to be more. I know that closed door is leading me to a better place. I know that change is leading me to greater. This year, I want you to make a promise to yourself that you're not gonna live in fear of change anymore. You're gonna embrace it, and you're gonna move forward with your life. Because the person that learns to adjust, the person that's not bothered by the change, is the person that grows, is the person that evolves, is the person that becomes greater. And I have a feeling from the depths of my soul that that's gonna be you. The second thing that I want you to, how you feeling right now? Talk to me. How you feeling right now? Talk to me. How you living right now? How you growing right now? How you changing right now? Right? You smiling at your change now. I know that might be a closed door in your life. Now you smiling because you know, hey, that door had to close so I can walk into my more. That door had to close so I can walk into my abundance. That door had to close so I can go meet the person that I was destined to meet. Everything is working together for the good of my life. That door had to close so I can become legendary. How you feeling? Number two, the second thing that I want you to have no fear towards this year is conversations. You understand? Let me back up for a second. I got something on my heart that I want to say. Listen, I want you to write this down, and I'm gonna take my time in saying this. This is on my heart. It's about change. The consistency of your reputation is a direct reflection of your character repetition. That's one of those purpose minds, so it quotes right there, baby. Let me give that to you again. And I want you to sit with that. The consistency of your reputation. And I want to say this. People say, oh, you shouldn't worry about your reputation. Yes, you should. The consistency of it, you should. Because the consistency of it is the truth about you to an extent. It's what you put out about yourself. It's your billboard by what you've done with your actions. But the truth about it is, the good thing about it is you can change it. Because we ain't fair in change. So if you don't like the consistency of your reputation, we gonna do something about it. And we gonna do something about it because the consistency of our reputation is a direct reflection of our character repetition. What does that mean? Who you are day in and day out. That's your character repetition. And listen, people can chain you to your past. People can criticize your change. People can say your change ain't real. Your change is this, your change is that. I get that to this day from people that used to know me in high school, from middle school, hell, from elementary school, people in my past. But you know what? My character repetition, why they waiting on me to fail? My character repetition says succeed. Why they waiting on me to fall off? My character repetition says consistency. Why they waiting on me to fear change? My character repetition say fearless. Oh, I know Trent gonna fall now. I know Trent gonna give up now. I know Trent gonna... I laugh at it now. Because while you waiting, you gonna be waiting forever. There's a long line of people waiting for Trent Shelton to give up. But Trent Shelton ain't giving up until God says his time is up. And that's gonna be true for you, my friend. If you wanna change your reputation, it starts day by day. I don't care what mistakes you made in your past, and I say this because some of us, as you listened to the last podcast, we're being fueled by shame. We're being fueled by guilt. And we're living in our past perspective. And we're thinking we're not enough. And our reputation is lazy. Our reputation is not positive. And we decide to fold. We decide to say, I quit. We decide to be fearful of what people think because of our previous reputation. That's your previous reputation. If they want to keep reading your last chapter, let them. But don't you dare keep yourself on the same page. Don't you dare allow their narrative to continue to control and dictate where you go with your life and what you do with your life. If you made mistakes, own them. We all do. If you've done some things you're not proud of, okay, we all have. But it's time for you to make yourself proud of yourself right now by your character repetition. That's how you change. That's how you change the narrative. If they want to keep the same narrative, so be it. But who you are day in and day out, and it starts with you being fearless of what people think about you. Number two, you be fearless this year. Woo! Let's go. I know I'm breathing hard, y'all, but I want to bring it to y'all in real time. This is the Trent Shelton Podcast. This ain't no filter podcast. This ain't no let me make people think that I got it all together podcast. We keep it raw, real, and straight up. Number two, be fearless. Fear not conversations. Hey, listen. I'm not telling you to be immature in your conversations. I'm not telling you to be disrespectful in your conversations, because don't you dare give to someone what you don't want to receive. But what I'm telling you is speak your mind. What I'm telling you is speak your peace so you can keep your peace. What I'm telling you is to have clear, fearless communication. What I'm telling you to stand on what you stand on. What I'm telling you is that's how you feel, stand how you feel. And I'm not saying you're gonna be perfect in your communications. Sometimes we say things we don't mean. But the more you keep it bottled in and suppressed, the more you hold resentment, and the more you start a war within yourself. You're gonna be fearless You're not gonna have a coward mentality. Cowards talk behind people's back. Cowards have resentment without conversation. Cowards put on people unfair expectations. That's what cowards do. And unfortunately, there's a lot of cowards in positions, a lot of leaders, a lot of people in position that are cowards. They feel a certain type of way, but they don't say how they feel. And they hold resentment. And they don't give a chance for that person to say their part. They don't put a person on the stand. Listen, I'm gonna tell you like this. Put them on the stand of your life. What does that mean, Trent? Hey, I ain't never been on the stand in court, but I watch enough Judge Judy. I watch enough of it. Put them on the stand. Give them their fair shake. Let them know how you feel. Let them know, hey man, I feel disrespected, or I feel this, or I feel that. And then you judge them fairly. Whether you want to keep them in your life or not keep them in your life, or et cetera, half of the things are small misunderstandings, but you're not gonna walk in rooms this year and shrink. You belong. You belong in these rooms. I don't care who's in these rooms. These people human. Who cares they got a title by their name? They human. They pee and poop just like you. They human. I don't care what celebrity status they got around their name. They human. So don't come into these rooms silent. Don't come in these rooms tucking your tail. Don't come into these rooms with a shrink mentality. You come in these rooms like you belong, because you do belong. You come into this room fearless, because you understand that these people are just like you. You understand that these people might have had a breakthrough, had an opportunity that you didn't have, or worked a little bit harder. But these people ain't no different than you. So you come in these rooms and you don't let anything silence your greatness this year. You don't let anything keep you in fear this year. You don't let anything keep you from standing on business this year. Some of us, we tuck our tail, man. Oh, I'm around this person. It tricks me out when people get around me and they shrink. And I pull them to the side and say, hey, I ain't nobody. I'm a human just like you. Don't you ever shrink around another human. You realize your greatness and you be fearless. Fear not no man, no woman. You respect. You appreciate. You celebrate, but you don't fear. You belong in these rooms. You belong in your next level. You belong in the same positions if you're working hard enough, if you're putting in the work that some of the people you admire. But you're quiet because you're so afraid to offend. Hey, listen, man. You can't be afraid to live an offensive life. As long as your offensive life isn't with detrimental words, isn't with poor character. But if your offensive life is you having confidence in yourself, if your offensive life is you having a fearless spirit, if your offensive life is you walking in your greatness, go offend. And you be unapologetic about it. Number three. You still with me? How we feeling? How we feeling? Number three. You be fearless to commitment this year. Hey, listen. We're so freaking afraid to let ourselves down, man. We're so freaking afraid to commit because we feel like we're not perfect. We're a failure. Damn that. You ain't no failure. Just because you made a mistake, just because you didn't do what they wanted you to do the exact way, just because you might have let them down. Acknowledge your wrongs, make it right, but don't you quit on your life. I see a lot of individuals are so afraid to commit. Commit to this, commit to that. Commit to their dreams. Commit to their growth. Commit to their change. Because they're so afraid to look stupid. They're so afraid to proclaim it and not gain it. Not you this year. You be freaking fearless to your commitment. You commit to intention. You commit to consistency. You commit in doing the right thing, what's best for your life. And if you fall short, oh the hell well. You learn from it, you adjust, and you keep going. But I don't want you living a life of low expectations. I don't want you living a life of setting the bar low for yourself, because that stuff is contagious to everybody you're around. To everybody you're around, kids, peers, friends, family, it's contagious. And we got a generation of low expectations from this world that raising the bar in your life make people uncomfortable. When you raise the bar in your life, people make you feel like you're doing something wrong. What are we living life for? To settle? To stay in a place that we just complain about? We live in this life to live our purpose while we're here. To be the person we were called to be. And a big part of it is having higher expectations for yourself. It's setting the bar higher for yourself. And listen, it's like high jump. You might not get it on the first attempt when you set the bar high. You might not get it on the second attempt. Hey, you might not get it that track meet. But you set the bar and you work toward getting over that bar. As long as you keep showing up, you keep being fearless, not being afraid of failure, not being scared to fail, not being scared to be embarrassed, but you fall in love with trying. I wrote a quote a few years ago. Let me see if I can remember it. If you're afraid to try, yeah, write this down. If you're afraid to try, you're afraid to succeed. I said, if you're afraid to try, you're afraid to fail, you're afraid to succeed. I want you to raise the bar. I don't want you jumping over things and getting through things that's easy for you, that's comfortable for you. I want you to raise the bar and people say, ooh, oh, because you didn't make it. But those same oohs and ahs turn to cheers, turn to celebrations, because they've seen you be fearless at raising the bar in your life. And when you raise the bar in your life, you become greater, you demand more of yourself, and you live with no ceilings. This is the year that you have no fear. I want you to share this podcast with somebody you care about. I don't care if it's your kid, your classroom, your team, your coach. Share this podcast with somebody that you want to see win. Somebody that you want to have the same mindset as you this year. Somebody that you want to be fearless this year. Be fearless. Whew. Towards changes. Be fearless towards conversations. Because we grow by conversations. We gain information by conversations. And last but not least, we understand where we stand by having conversations. And those assumptions fleet. Assumptions are a waste of energy in your life. They do nothing for you except make you overthink. Overthink things that don't serve your growth, don't serve your next level, that don't serve the man or woman that you aspire to be. And last but not least, you're gonna fear not commitment. And you're gonna go get your best life. Don't let this just be another episode where you hype, you listen, and you do nothing. I know it's not easy. I know it's not easy. I've been there. And I'm giving this message to my soul too. But a fearless soul is a wasted life. Right? I fear God. That's the only thing I fear. A fearless soul is a wasted life. And you are too incredible, too gifted, too talented to waste your life. Things are gonna change, and it's okay. Things are gonna change. It's perfectly fine. People are gonna change. It's perfectly fine. People aren't gonna choose you no more. It's perfectly fine. But move on to your next. Move on to your next. That's how you program your brain to be unstoppable. you move on to your next and you tell yourself again as we wrap up today. This heart rate at 155. Let's go. As we wrap up today, you tell yourself, just because this door is closed, now I don't want you to say it like that. Be fearless. The door that closed has opened up the door that's meant for my life. The door that's closed, whoo, has opened up the door that is meant for my life. My friend, this is our year. This is your year. Let's have no fear. Like I said in every single episode, it all starts with you. You live it, breathe it, be it. You never let this world take your smile. And you protect your peace. It's rehab time. Let's get it.
Hey, what up, y'all? It's that time of the year. Everybody's talking about forming new and healthier habits. Change your habits, change your life, right? Listen, I love it. I'm sure you started some new habits this year. I know I did. But the question is, how are you tracking those habits? Have you ever wondered, like, which habits matter most? Which habits are you tracking daily, weekly, monthly? A lot of people know they need to improve their habits, but let's be real. They don't know where to start. That's why I think you'll love Growth Day. The world's number one, I didn't say two, three, four, number one self-improvement system. Growth Day, what it does is it helps you track proven habits that lead to long-term success. Not that short stuff. Long-term, lasting change, well-being, and positive relationships. And check this out. You can get a free trial right now at growthday.com. What you measure, you can change. The reason people love Growth Day is that you can score your habits every day, week, month. And when you do, you get targeted classes to improve those habits. When you sign up today, you also get Growth Day's mindset journal, wellness challenges, and in-depth personal development courses from the industry's biggest names. And don't forget, I teach live every single month in Growth Day too. You got that right. Yes, every single month I teach a new personal growth topic to help you advance your life. Download Growth Day from the App Store on your phone or start your free trial right now at growthday.com. Let's get it. Hey, y'all, what's up? I'm super excited to share this with y'all. I need like a drum roll. I need like a band. But listen, this podcast, the Straight Up Podcast, is now a part of the Growth Day Network. I told y'all, man, we turn it up this year. A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world, purpose to the world, impact to the world, and to support shows and brands we believe in. That's why I'm a part of Growth Day. It's all about purpose. It's all about power. It's all about impact. And guess what? One of my friends, one of my homies is on this network also, and I need you to go subscribe to their show, The Boss Bae Podcast. I'm sure you already heard of it, but if you haven't, here you go. Natalie and Danielle are amazing. The interviews are amazing. Their strategies are amazing. If you're about that growth life, The Boss Bae Podcast will grow your life, like straight up. I know you're going to love them. I know you're going to love the show. Go check it out. Go subscribe today and you will not regret it. Let's get it.